Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m., and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting and iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 2nd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here on MFO virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be right back. Okay, like I promised, I'm back. Let's begin with Major League Baseball scores yesterday. In the American League, the Yankees 2 and the Tigers 1. Red Sox 6 and the White Sox 1. The Rays 5 and Cleveland 3. Astros 7 and the Angels 3. The Royals 5 and the Orioles 4. The Rangers 7 and the Twins 4. The Mariners 8 and the A's 7. Over in the senior circuit, the Mets 2 and the Giants 1. That game went 11 innings. The Nationals 5 and the Brewers 4. The Cubs 7 and the Phils 1. The Braves 5 and the Pirates 3. The Reds 4 and the Cardinals zip. The Rockies 4 and the Padres 2. The Dodgers 3 and the Diamondbacks 2. In an interleague play, the Marlins 6 and the Blue Jays 3. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 2-for-5, scored a run. He's hitting .342 on the season, leading both leagues in batting. Andrew Benintendi went 0-for-5, scored a run. He's hitting .288. Pierce played first base yesterday. He went 1-for-3 with an RBI. He's hitting .285. Moreland pinch hit for him, and he went 0-for-1. He's hitting .251. J.D. Martinez, 2-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting .335. Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting .279. Eduardo Nunez went 1-for-4. Scored a run. Got an RBI. He's hitting .264. He had his... ...10th home run of the season. Ian Kinsler went 1-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting .264. He had his 14th home run of the season. Christian Vasquez went 0-for-3, scored a run. He got a walk. He's hitting .210 on the season. Jackie Bradley Jr., 2-for-4, scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting .232, hit his 12th home run of the season. Eduardo Rodriguez, like Christian Vasquez, back from the injured reserve, went 5 2/3 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned, walked 1, struck out 12. He had a 3.34 ERA. He got his 12th win of the season against 3 losses. Matt Barnes pitched an inning, struck out 2, has a 3.45 ERA. Kelly. Oh, I'm sorry, Brazier. Where's Brazier? Oh, Brazier pitched an inning in the third before Bonds. He gave up two hits, no runs, struck out three. And then Bonds, and then Kelly. And that was it. Red Sox, 94 wins, 43 losses, 686 percentage. Yankees, 86 wins, 50 losses, 632 percentage. 7.5 games behind the Boston Red Sox. Let's see. There are some other close races aside from our own. So we should give them a shot and see what is happening as far as they are concerned. I'm sure that these other teams that are in close races, would like us to know about them. Their fans would like us to know about. Talk to us about them. There's no close race in the Central. Cleveland is way ahead of Minnesota. Out west is close. Houston, Oakland. Let's see. Houston. What did Houston do? The Astros. Saw them here a little while ago. Oh, yeah. They beat up on the Angels 7-3. And Oakland. The A's lost 8-7. So they are now 4 games back. And Seattle is 7 games back. Out in the National League East, Atlanta and Philadelphia are battling it out. The Braves won yesterday. And the Phillies lost, so the Braves are now 3 up. The Washington Nationals are in 3rd place, and they won, so they're 7.5 games back. In the Central Division, Chicago, St. Louis, Milwaukee are in a dogfight. The Cubs won. And St. Louis, the Cardinals lost. They're 5.5 games back, followed by Milwaukee. They lost. And they're 5 games back. So there you go. Out in the West, also close one. Arizona Diamondbacks are in first place. And I don't have a Diamondbacks score. Oh, yes, I do. Diamondbacks lost to the Dodgers 3-2. And Colorado, the Rockies, are a game back, I do believe. If I can find the Rockies score. Yeah, the Rockies won. They're a game back. And the Dodgers are a game and a half behind. San Francisco is 8.5 games back. So there you go. That's Major League Baseball. Like I said, close races in some of the divisions. the Red Sox have had, a fairly large lead over the Yankees. But if you listen to some of the media, you'd think that we were trailing. We're going to fall off the edge of the cliff. We were playing over our heads or whatever. But we've had no team, I think, is going to whiz right through the entire season without having some ups and downs. And we've had some downs recently. And everybody's wailing. And even before we had the downs, there were some reporters here, Dan Shaughnessy among them. Who've been, thinking, this can't last. How we're going to fall off the cliff and everything else. And, hey, with the injuries that they've had and everything else, they've done it. Yeoman work. And you got to give Dombrowski, a lot of credit for filling in guys like Pierce, Ian Kinsler, not letting go of Blake Swihart. And having him fill in really well when Christian Vasquez went down. And then the injury to the pitching staff, Erod and Wright and Sale. And I'm not sure if Price is going to make his next start after getting whacked on the left wrist with a line drive. But that's certainly not helping. But anyway, They are doing really great work under Alex Cora. I don't know if I go along with a lot of things he's been doing, but he's giving guys rest. That's the main thing, I guess, and like on a fairly consistent basis. And I guess that has to work. Long season, and we just have to wait and see how things work out when it comes down to playoff time. Playoffs! Yeah, we should make the playoffs without any major problem. Okay, 416 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, September. I'm going to keep saying August, September the 2nd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
It's more than food compute. It's more than food compute.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
And without any doubt, that message was brought to you by your friends here at WMFO. Brown, perspective on sports and sounds of praise. This is a very interesting time of the year for us here on Brown, perspective on sports. College football has jumped into the arena. And along with Major League Baseball and other things going on, we have a lot of stuff to report on. So let's get right into it. Excuse me, where'd that frog come from? Get that frog out of here. On Thursday the 30th of August, UCF 56, UConn 17. And then on Friday the 31st, Wisconsin 34, Western Kentucky 3, Michigan State 38, Utah State 31, Stanford 31, San Diego State 10. And then on yesterday, Alabama 51, Louisville 14. And if you didn't see the game and you wondered about the quarterback situation, Tua started the game. And I guess with a 51-14 score, I guess the other quarterback got in as well. Can't think of his name right now, but since I didn't watch the game. Alabama 51, Louisville 14, Clemson 48, Furman 7, Georgia 45, Austin Peay 0, Ohio State 77, Oregon State 31, upset, number 9, Auburn defeated Washington, ranked number 6, 21-16. Oklahoma 63, Florida Atlantic 14, Penn State 45, Appalachian State 38, Notre Dame 24, Michigan 17, USC 43, UNLV 21, TCU 55, Southern 7, West Virginia 40, Tennessee 14, Mississippi State 63, Stephen F. Austin 6, Boise State 56, Troy 20, upset, Maryland, who was unranked, defeated Texas, ranked number 23, 34-29, and Oregon 58, Bowling Green 24, and this was not a top 25 game, but locally, BC 55, UMass 21. So there you go, all you college football fans out there. That's what took place yesterday in all this past week in college football. And we'll be bringing you college football scores, I guess, throughout the rest of the college football season. How about that? Okay, 425 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org, and we are multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 2nd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. 9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
And if you heard that before, I played the wrong one. But anyway, we'll get all the information out there. And that's brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, a Brown perspective on sports and sounds of Parades. And we'll have another public service announcement a little bit later on in the program. 4:34 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, September 2nd, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, I said just a little while ago if you were listening. And why, if you weren't, why weren't you? Anyway, I said we are now able to add college football scores to our Major League Baseball scores and golf or tennis or whatever else is going on. And we're going to be able to add pro football. And the Patriots had their cut down. Cut down. And some surprising names, others not so surprising. Marquise Flowers, linebacker. Cyrus Jones, a defensive back. Brandon Bolden, a running back and special teams person. Mike Gillislee, a running back. Jordan Richards was traded to Atlanta for a 2020 seventh round pick. Wynn, Sam, Berrios and Rizzo have all been put on injured reserve. Other cuts were Cole Croston, Ken Farrow, Jim Ferentz, Trent Harris, Henry Pogue, Brian Schwenke, Matt Tobin, Will Ty, Harvey Lange. I thought Lange was injured, but anyway, I guess he was cut. Anyway, so I don't know. I heard he had some kind of internal injury. And last year he missed the season after being in an auto accident. Rear-ended. He and his wife were both seriously hurt. Couldn't play last year. He's been cut as far as I know. Riley McCarron, A.J. Moore, Danny Etling, the third-string quarterback. I'm assuming the Patriots are going to see if any of these people who were cut get picked up. And if not, some of them, I'm sure. Marquise Flowers and Brandon Bolden, maybe even Cyrus Jones, might be considered. Etling, third string quarterback, yeah, probably. Corey Bojaquez, the punter, we heard had a tremendous leg, but didn't get any playing time in any of the preseason games. He was also cut. Jamal Wiltz, K.J. May, Vincent Valentine, defensive end. Someone's probably going to pick him up. Eric Lee, Ulrich John, Demarius Travis, Luke Bowanko, Devin Lucien, Ryan Lewis, Frank Heron, Jason King, Kalfani Muhammad, and Paul Turner. And I believe that brings the Patriots down to a 52-man roster. And we'll see what they're going to do from this point on. I'm sure they're looking to see who's going to get cut from other teams and who they can pick up. And, well, we won't be here to tell you. But anyway, next Sunday, we'll be, giving you our picks for the games as we go right along. I believe all the guys are going to be back. My son Scott, his son Kyle, our good buddy Bill Tidwell, and Kenny Butler. We may pick up some others as well. The problem is having someone to keep track of what the hell the people are doing. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Okay, that means that with these cuts that the McCourty brothers are going to be playing together, at least for a while. Unless someone comes along. But, I believe that, having Devin McCourty playing both safety and cornerback, gives them some flexibility. That's what Bill likes to have, guys who can do more than one thing. And so, therefore, that's what's going to take place, I guess. He's going to be a valuable fill-in. And they picked up the guy from Maryland, Jackson, I believe. He's going to be a real good play, looks like, so far. Two interceptions in the final game of this exhibition game of the season. The other, Trey Flowers, hasn't played, but he didn't get cut or put on IR, at least not yet. And so, therefore, I guess he's coming back. And that should really beef up the defensive linebacking core. And we'll see what happens. As far as I am concerned, I don't see anyone in the East challenging the Patriots. Their opening game, however, although it's here, against Houston, is going to be a good one because Houston's got their, I believe, their defensive team all together again. And I haven't heard much about Deshaun Watson, whether he's, how healthy he is, or whether he's going to start, or anything like that. But if he's healthy, he showed that he had a lot of skills out there on the field last year before going down with the injury. So it could be a very, very challenging game right off the bat. It's 4:40 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you may download the WMFO mobile app, as you've heard, 91.5fm.org from the Apple Store. Okay, 4:41 here on WMFO. Let's take a short break here, and we'll be back with more sports talk. You can count on that.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? The Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you, plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit homeloanlearningcenter.com.
And that message was brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:46 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's turn to the world of golf. The Dell Championship is going on. Right now, Simpson is leading. He's 11 strokes under, followed by Hatton, who is 10 strokes under. Rose is also 10 strokes under. Fleetwood is 8 strokes under. Smith is 7 under, along with Anser, who is also 7 under. Then there are 7 others. 9 others who are tied at 6 under. And then there are 5 who are 5 under. Tiger Woods is in a group of 8 others who are 4 under. And so I don't know if Tiger has enough to get into his tank to catch up here. But there are a lot of bodies out there. So we'll see what happens at the Dell Championship rolls along. I gotta apologize. I could not find anything regarding the U.S. Open. I know they're playing, and I'm assuming they had games, matches yesterday, but I couldn't find any. So, all you golf aficionados, I apologize. I could not get any information. I know the day before that Serena Williams pounded her sister Venus. In straight sets, and that was that then. So again, that was, I guess, one of the big matches that everybody was watching. And Serena is the champion of the family. And also pretty good around all the other women tennis players out there. I think Sloane Stephens is still functioning. She's still in the race, but like I said, I could not come up with any other information. I couldn't find anything at all. They didn't even have tennis anywhere on there, and I really, didn't have time to go all the way to check elsewhere. Okay. Yeah, there were some matches according to my Friday information, but who did what to whom? I could not tell you. One interesting thing I read recently, that Usain Bolt, the world's fastest human, used to be at least, is attempting to make it in professional soccer, playing for a team in, I guess as you want to put it, football, playing for a team in Australia. Usain Bolt's debut for the Central Coast Mariners lasted about 20 minutes. Against an amateur local team, and with almost 10,000 people in the crowd. The 8-time Olympic gold medalist is trying to become a professional soccer player and has been given a tryout with the Australian A-League club based in Gosford, Australia. The 32-year-old Jamaican predicted it would take 4 to 5 months until he's playing like one of the guys. So, hey, that's an interesting career switch, and we'll see how well he does. Usain Bolt turning to soccer, football, however you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. 4:50 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Good news for Celtics fans. Danny Ainge announced that both Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving will be coming to the area very shortly to work out with other players here and get ready for the upcoming season. Is that good news or is that good news? And I was listening to a commentator the other day on national television who says he sees no reason why the Celtics should not come out of the NBA East as champions. And he even gives them a shot against Golden State. And he said, and if by some chance Golden State doesn't make the playoffs, the finals, that he sees the Celtics as champions of the NBA. Well, like I said, I've been saying during the NBA season that just concluded not too long ago, that no one knows how good this Celtics team can be because they went within, one game of making it to the finals with Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Daniel Theis, all on injured reserve, out with injuries. And if they could do that without those guys, what can they do with them? And then we picked up this young man, Williams, who could be at least has the potential to be a tremendous defensive player. And who knows, not being rushed, how well his offense is going to turn out. And even if he is a garbage man type player, if someone, we can get someone who can bang the offensive boards, play some tough defense, and get some points off the offense, offensive boards, you know, like I said, garbage man, like, who could I say, Cedric Maxwell. The guy who they don't run plays for, but get their points anyway. And continued improvement from Brown and our rookie of the year. It's no telling how far. And we get Marcus Morris coming in at the beginning of the season without knee injuries as he had last year. Daniel Theis hopefully coming back. Healthy. He should be coming back. Hope he comes back healthy. Like I said, there is no, the sky's the limit. I cannot put a figure on where I think the Celtics are going to finish this year, because it's just, you know, the potential is unlimited. That's what I'm trying to say. 4:53 here on WFO. Oh yeah, and we signed Marcus Smart. Even if his shooting does not improve, all the toughness that he gives to us on defense is certainly going to be another plus. I said potentially Tatum was our rookie of the year, potential rookie of the year. I said potentially our bench could be the best bench in the NBA. And that's only because our first team is so good. Terry Rozier having a breakout year once given the opportunity to put in the minutes. So it's going to be interesting to see. Will there be good there? Maybe the only problem with the Celtics this year is maybe potential dissension as to how few minutes people are playing because of all the other people. Jabari Bird, who the Celtics sort of kept under wraps during the Summer League so that other people would not realize how good a player he is and put in their claim on him. But who knows where he's going to fit in. Small forward shooting guard. Showed a lot of potential. Could have probably been, if they exposed him and gave him a lot of playing time, could have probably been the best player in the NBA Summer League. Okay, 4:54 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Okay, 4:55 is the time. Getting ready for Sounds of Praise coming up at 5. You stay tuned. Great gospel music is coming your way. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. One thing I did not mention, the Boston Bruins hockey team is scheduled to go to China for some preseason work. I don't know how that is going to work out. But anyway, that is what is planned. It's a 10-day tour. Features two games against the Calgary Flames, September 15th in Shenzhen and September 19th in Beijing. They'll be touring and I guess giving other information and working with potential Chinese hockey players out there. Okay. 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, around 4 a.m. to talk sports again with you. And we'll be getting ready for the NFL season. So until then, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless with a fantastic day. Oh, Labor Day weekend. And be careful out there. Driving and swimming and eating and everything else. We don't want to lose anybody. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. More new music and top hits of the year 2018 coming your way in just a few minutes here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.